This is for anyone that feels lost or aside from their routine that they've always wanted to have. And I am with you there. I have developed a routine and I feel like it's just been plateaued and then going downhill ever since. You know, I have the littlest of things that impact my day or impact my week, and I start saying yes to things, and next thing you know, it just ruins the routine that I planned for myself. This thing that I worked so hard to create and become this kind of schedule to make myself the person that I've always wanted to be. And so I kind of wanted to come on here and talk about this because it's a thing that's been consuming my brain a lot. You know, as a content creator, which is obviously not very relatable to a lot of people, even though everyone's kind of a content creator on TikTok nowadays, but it's very difficult to stay on schedule, keep your mind going, and film everything while living your life. And when you don't succeed in the filming and the content creation, you can oftentimes feel like a failure. And it took me a long time to understand. I've been doing this for 10 years, and it took me about maybe 2 to 3 years ago to understand that not posting is probably the greatest thing that you could do. And the reason why is it isn't because the content sucks or, you know, you're not finding the right thing. And this can be applied to many things in life. But the reason why not posting is great is because you're actually living your life and you're capturing the moments that you actually want to capture instead of feeling that you need to capture everything. Growing up on YouTube, I definitely developed the habit of, I guess, kind of like the lifestyle vlogger, where you feel the need to capture every single moment. You know, I'm making a coffee, boom, Instagram story, you know, like everything was about living on stories. And oh, that affected me so much. And then applying it to daily life, I just lost who I was. I was always posting everything. I wasn't living in the moment. I was hanging out with friends to hopefully get an Instagram story or a picture or something. And when I stopped doing that is the moment that I actually started living. I started remembering what my friends were going through. I started feeling like I actually fit in with my friend group. And I started becoming more humble when I started doing that, or when I stopped posting. I started becoming the person that I've actually always wanted to be. A lot of people think that I'm just this sad person online and then I just experience no happiness. But then next thing you know, you watch my videos on like my dog's channel and you realize, oh wait, Joey's actually a really happy person. Because there's more to me. And there's more to all of us. And we just don't give ourselves time to experience that. And I guess this podcast is going to be a little more personal rather than general, because the only way that I can really talk about this is if I talk about my own life. So if you're into that, stay. And if you're new here, I hope you stay. I hope you enjoy this. And if you haven't yet, can you please leave a rating or a like on whatever platform you're listening on Spotify? I think we have like a few thousand ratings, and that's amazing. And I would love to, like, honestly, hit like the 10,000 range. So if you have a second, if you have a moment, just please give it a little 5-star rating. It helps me a lot, and you know it keeps me doing these. But back to the topic, I recently moved. Well, I guess not recently, but in May I moved into this new home, and it was I didn't want to move from the old place. My whole plan was that I'd buy a home. But during COVID, buying a home really like wasn't an option. So I didn't really have a choice. So we had to find a place to rent. And so when I moved into this home, I kind of just like put everything on the back burner. And you know, when a YouTuber moves, they're like, oh yeah, we need to make like a house tour of the new home. And then we have to convince people that we bought it. No, I'm renting this because I, you know, could afford a real home or the home that I wanted. And that's okay. But when I moved in here, you know, it was like move and then still working, like constantly working. And then my girlfriend is a florist. So in the summer, she's constantly working. And then we have the dogs, which is like constant work. And then also creating content for them is constant work. And it just was life, go, 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 go. And then when we actually got to like go out with friends and hang out with them, it felt like more work. It didn't feel like a break. It didn't feel like a disconnect. It felt like our social like battery was just empty. And I tried to get back to this routine, but it completely switched. You know, at this old house, I had a gym in the basement. Well, I kind of like made my gym in the basement, and I was working out every single day. But in this new house, there's not enough room. So we have, this is a 2-bedroom room. And so in the second bedroom is a bed, just for like when anyone comes to stay. Like my brother's over here now and he's staying there. And that's also like partly my office. And then it's also partly my gym. And so I think the environment that you're in really dictates how you live your life. And I don't want to say that, you know, okay, I don't have a proper gym, so I can't work out. I can't take care of my health. It's definitely harder, but it's definitely doable. But I failed. I failed. It's just because, obviously, this is, it's quite privileged, but living and sleeping and working and working out in the same space is not very good for your mental health. Or at least not very good for mine. And so getting a house is very important. And a lot of people ask me, like, okay, how do you handle anxiety and depression? And how do I handle mine? And my biggest thing is, okay, exercise. Because exercise is going to make you thirsty. And then you're going to want to drink. And when you drink, you're going to want to eat. And that's like perfect triangle, whatever it is. Those are the three things that I think that can impact anyone's life. And I don't mean just like going to the gym or going out for a walk. I just mean sweating. I mean actually working your body. There's so many toxins that we consume every day, even when we're eating healthy, because half of their healthy stuff has, you know, some chemical on it. And it's just so bad. And you never notice when you sweat, you just feel better. Your hair gets stronger. Everything about you just feels so much better. I just think it's because we're releasing these toxins. And obviously, I'm not a scientist, dermatologist, whatever, ologist. I'm just a boy. But that's what truly affects and impacts my day. And so to go back to the whole like working out thing, that's something that I've always needed to do. I've always needed to move my body in order to feel good. Feel fulfilled. I feel like my body is meant to move. And when I changed my environment, I had a really hard time adjusting to that. So if anyone's out there that is kind of stuck and feeling lost and lonely, and just their life, like kind of in a rut, and they just can't get back on this routine, I really recommend changing your environment, even if it's uncomfortable. So what I did recently is I was flying to Orlando. I don't know if you guys know this. I did Playlist Live. And at Playlist Live, it is a YouTube, not YouTube, I guess. It's more of a social media convention where you can go, like, meet TikTokers, YouTubers, blah, blah, blah. And so I've always done that. I've done that for 6 years. And I usually have a meet and greet where everyone can come and meet me. But I didn't want to do that this year. So, because, I don't know, I just hate watching people sit and wait to meet somebody. It's just not my thing. And so what I did was I actually paid for a booth and I set up my own booth for Stay You, which is my merch brand. If you want to go check out our stuff, stayyou.ca or stayyou.shop. We got some awesome stuff. But we set up that and anyone can come meet me, buy a hoodie, buy a book, buy a blanket, a bag, whatever, and just say hello. And people were so like amazed that I was just standing there the whole day. Everyone's like, I didn't know when you were going to be at the booth. I'm like, this is my booth. I'm always at my booth. And I just love being involved. And so that's what I did. And when I was there, when I was in Orlando, a lot of people stayed at this like certain hotel, but I'm not a big fan of staying at like the creator hotels because I think it's like, I don't know. It's just kind of gross. Everyone's drinking, smoking, doing something. And I'm just like, I just want to sleep. I just want to eat a really good meal and work out and sleep and you feel good. And it's just like, this is not the place. There's so much. I literally don't even know how no one got COVID, or at least I didn't. There was like 25,000 people there, but I just decided to stay on like my health regimen and stuff. But so I stayed at this hotel And it's very fancy, and it's not that expensive because it's not one of like the Disney ones that's close to Disney, and then it's not one of the Universal ones that are really close to Universal. So it was kind of in the middle, so they make their prices a little bit cheaper, but it was a resort hotel. Why did I say it so funny? It was a resort hotel, and they have this really, really beautiful. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Gym. And this gym had like all this equipment. It had like 20 treadmills, 20 bikes, 20 everything. It had all of your leg press, whatever, all of this stuff, everything. And I worked out in it. And this is the first time in a very long time that I was able to work out at a, let's say, proper gym. It's been a while, excuse me. And, well, I guess it's been a while since like my home gym, which is literally just a bench and like dumbbells. I'm not trying to make this all about working out. I'm sorry if people have no interest in the workout culture. But I don't have any interest in the workout culture either. So when I was at this gym, you know, it was definitely out of my comfort zone seeing other people work out. I don't like gyms. And I'm not like, I my biggest fear is embarrassment. And because I was just destroyed as a kid. And one of the things is that working out in the gym, I feel super embarrassed. Not that somebody's looking at me, because I know somebody is, but like they don't care that they're looking at me. But it's more about me looking at other people, just me being in the same space as somebody else because I'm an empath. So I can share their emotions and their feelings, and I can feel exactly what they're going through. And it's just, it's so much energy taken away from me that I have a really hard time. But what I realized though is that working out at a proper gym made me feel really, really good. You know, once I got past the thing that nobody like cares about what I'm doing, it made me feel really, really good. And so when I came home, I was just kind of like missing this feeling of like working out. And so I went out of my comfort zone and I found this gym. And I normally, I hate gyms because there's too many people there. I just don't like it. I find they're gross. Like there's this one gym in Ottawa called Movati, and it's a fine gym. It's a fine establishment. But you know when like it just doesn't feel right? Like when you walk in, it's just not the right feeling. It's kind of like a hotel room. When you just walk in, you're like, this, I know it's clean, but it feels gross. Or like when you step in like a shower and you're just like, this is just not it. I'm somebody that's like that. And so when I walked into this gym and I went into like their like weight section, it was carpeted. And I was like, that's a lot of sweat in the carpet. There's no way they clean that every single day. And I just got really grossed out. And I'm not a germaphobe. I'm just like, I just don't, that's just not the right vibe for me. And I think that's super important, especially when we're paying so much money, because we feel so forced to pay money to be a part of something that, you know, I guess it's peer pressure, it's societal pressure, but it just wasn't for me. And we're paying $100 a month to do this. Anyways, so I found this like private gym that was near me, and they have like trainers there. And so it you're able to still use the gym, but it's a private trainer that you can schedule sessions with, and they create you a program, and then you're able to go throughout the week whenever you want to then do your program at this gym. And obviously it's a little bit more expensive, but I walked in and I was like, this is the vibe. But I'm so freaking nervous. Today I have a session where I learn my program with the trainer, and I've never done this in my life. And it's so out of my comfort zone, but I'm doing this because hopefully it can put me in my routine. Hopefully this is, so I've always wanted to do this. I'm just so freaking terrified. And the one thing is that the people around me, the people who you surround yourself with, is a huge impact on your life. And so I'm scared of gym culture because I don't have any friends that go to the gym. Like, I have a lot of friends that are active, and I have one friend that goes to the gym, but he just goes, puts his headphones on, and he's maintained the same shape his entire life. And it's not a bad thing to say, excuse me, but he's just, you know, I don't know. It just doesn't, like, okay, that doesn't scream gym culture to me, so it's not, like, something that I feel adapted into. And I've never gone to the gym with them because they don't think I work out, even though I'm probably the most active person. And I'm just so nervous. But the people who you surround yourself with are very impactful because you're never going to grow. If they're plateaued, if they're staying the same, if they're not somebody that you want to be around, then that's probably a good sign to maybe expand your palate and go test out some new things. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm not, no hate towards my friends, obviously, but I've always wanted to be, let's call it this hybrid athlete, somebody that can run, somebody that can bike, somebody that can do long distances. But then I also want to be able to lift weights and maintain a really, really healthy body. And I'm not doing this for the Joey right now. I'm doing this for the Joey when I'm 50, when I don't want to grab weights, right? Because why would we? We've worked so hard our entire life. So, you know, I'm doing this for when I'm a father to my children and I feel like I don't have anything in me. But if I create a routine now and I create this mentality right now, I'm going to place myself in a good position when I get older. And I think that's the hardest thing, is a lot of us think that, okay, let's just manifest this. And manifesting is fine if it works for you, but you also have to get shit done. You have to get out there and do it. You can't just look in the mirror and say, you know, you're going to get big, or you're going to lose weight, or you're going to start a podcast. You know, you got to do it. You have to, unfortunately now, a lot of it relies on money. You have to pay the membership. You have to buy the podcast mic. You have to buy the editing software. You know, you got to do these things. But that's things that are going to get you to commit. And I don't know if you need to hear this. If you have a subscription or if you have a membership at a gym, I'm not telling you to go use it if you don't like it. If you absolutely hate it, cancel it. Like, they're stealing your money. You're paying, like, some people are paying $30 a month. Some people are paying hundreds of dollars a month for these memberships and subscriptions that they just don't use. But they're so scared to cancel it because they're like, well, maybe one day I'm going to wake up and I'm just going to feel it. I'm just going to feel like I want to go. Yeah, this is it. This is going to be I'm going to change my life today. No, you actually have to do it. And changing your life is not an easy thing. It's not a one-step process. It's multiple. It's years. We create these habits. Think about it. Think about, like, growing up as a kid. You've created these habits for, I'm 26 now. So for 26 years, I've been creating a habit. And in order to break that habit, I got to do it for another 26 years. Maybe not that long, but it's going to take a really long, hard time. And the only way to do that is to surround yourself, one, with the people that inspire you. And it doesn't have to be every single friend. I'm not saying you got to get rid of your friends, but surrounding yourself with the people that empower you to be better or support you in your change is huge. And then two, changing your environment, making sure that your environment is supportive of what you want to do and where you want to be in your life. Because if it's not, then those friends aren't going to be able to be supportive in that environment because you're not in the right spot either. You have to be very committed to yourself before anyone can be committed to you. And that's the same thing with love. That's the same thing with our life, our friendships, everything. You need to know, whether it's writing it down on a paper right now or thinking about it in your head and manifesting, that's fine. But I want you to get it done. And so today, I'm talking about this because today I'm going out of my comfort zone to do something for me. And I really wanted to share it because I'm very proud of myself. And it's costing me money. And if I don't like it, if I feel uncomfortable, if I feel like it's not for me, and there's a difference between getting out of your comfort zone and being completely uncomfortable, right? If after I've gotten out of my comfort zone, I've given it a go and I don't like it, I'm probably not going to do it. And I'm not going to linger that on. And I want you to know that. So I'm saying this to you today because I'm taking the step and I hope you do too. This is such a little thing. And I know you think it's just about working out, but this can be with everything. This could be about writing a book. This could be about studying more. This could be about having more conversations with your mother. It could be about anything. It could be about chores. You can do it. I promise you that you can do it and you can keep going and you have the strength to be able to do it. You just need to believe in yourself. And the only way that you're going to do that is if you do it, which is not the greatest advice, but I believe that you can do it. And I know you believe that you can do it. So stop listening to the outside voices and listen to your own damn voice in your head. Listen to your gut. Your gut's never wrong. So I've always wanted to be this great in shape hybrid athlete. I'm still going to be a poet. I'm still going to be an author. I'm still going to be a YouTuber, a podcaster, a TikToker, whatever you want to call me. I'm still going to thrive in those. But my body's also going to be happier. And I'm going to be able to please the little Joey that grew up, that created this habit of always wanting to work out and always wanting to be in sports. And I'm going to be pleasing him because I love that Joey. Right? I've created this habit for 26 years. And it's either I change it or I keep it going. And it's a healthy habit, so I'm going to keep it going. I'm not changing it now. So I hope that this maybe inspired you. And I know it was like very personal to me, but hopefully that you could take this in, you know, into your own life. But thank you very much for listening. And again, if you like the podcast, please give it a 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you're listening to it. And I really appreciate it. So thank you very much for listening and stay you, stay beautiful. And I'll see you guys next time, or talk to you guys next time. Okay, bye.